07?
Yes.
25078.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Would you identify yourself for the record?
Sure. Chief Chris Ferraci, F-E-R-A-C-E, of the Putnam Police Department.
Thank you. And would you like to summarize your case, sir?
Yes. In April of '24, the applicant applied for a pistol permit, a local pistol permit through our office. Subsequent to his electronic submission of his fingerprints, it was determined back in 1999, he was convicted of felony in the state of Rhode Island, subsequent to his denial. That leading to his denial.
Thank you. Sir, did you hear the last two applicants, what happened?
Yes, I have. May I be a few minutes to explain this?
Well, first of all, do you have a felony conviction?
That's a yes and a no.
Yes or no?
So I was arrested for, I stole a truck when I was 19 years old. I'm sorry, I can't go back in time and take that back. I was not convicted on it. I was convicted for a stolen motor vehicle, 2 years probation, $900 restitution. In 2011, it was expunged from my record. I was with Attorney Archibald. It was expunged and sealed. In between 2000 and 2001, the cases went from analog to digital, and it got attached to a speeding ticket and went to the traffic tribunal. When the traffic tribunal moved in 2009 from Harris Ave to Garden City, it was disappeared. I had TSA clearance for 5 years. I had a TWIC card for 5 years. This never came up. I didn't wake up one morning and say, hey, I'm gonna go apply for a pistol permit. I talked to attorney. I went through everything. I had no record. In Rhode Island, after 7 years, misdemeanors drop off your record. They don't show up. Now, with that, this actually, as bad as this looks for me, it was kind of fortunate, because Rhode Island has so many mess-ups, and it's so messy. I'm between two attorneys, Robert Britt in Connecticut and William Devane in Rhode Island. It's gonna take another 3 to 5 months to get this ironed out. Everyone that's associated with this case is retired or deceased. I've gone before a judge 6 times in the past year and a half, and they're trying to piece this together. So with that, I apologetically ask for a continuance of this. I've worked since the age of 13. I have a family. I'm not a hardened criminal, but I do understand under Connecticut. One thing I would like to show is this that was submitted by the Putnam Police.
We do have that.
It shows 5 years probation, which is incorrect. I spoke with Lieutenant Oliver from Woonsocket numerous times over the past year, and he deals specifically with gun permitting in Rhode Island. There's 3 different copies of this case. Each one is different. The final one shows not a felony, restitution, 2 years probation. It was expunged and sealed. This has become a very convoluted mess. I am not here to pull the wool over anyone's eyes. I am not here. Now, going back to 1999, had I made better choices, we wouldn't even be here. I apologize for that. I can't.
The only real issue for the board is, if it's on your record, regardless of how you're working out, which seems like you've put a lot of effort into it,
I have.
You would have no choice at this point. And it's up to the chairman for the continuance, but we normally don't continue something in the thought that someone's case may be resolved. So, anyway.
Very well.
Because it may not. We just don't know.
It will be. It's just a matter of time and money.
I think the cleaner way to go through it would be withdraw this appeal, straighten out what you need to get straightened out, and then reapply and see what, I mean, if in fact you're successful in resolving all this, the town may in fact issue the permit, and then you're done. So I think the cleaner way to go forward, well, less complicated, although you've got a boatload of complications.
That's Rhode Island for you.
Nobody's arguing that.
Is to get us off your plate right now.
Okay.
Straighten that up, and then go through the process.
May I ask a question?
Of course.
Withdrawing the appeal today, once this is straightened out, which I absolutely intend to, I don't want the rest of my life being judged on a mistake from 26 years ago. When you say reapply, do I have the right to reapply through the town?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Even though, so now on that, it says, have you ever been denied?
You check yes on the last.
Okay.
And they would know anyway.
Yeah, they're gonna.
He's got a record of it.
I'm just asking.
No, of course. Do you still live there in the same town?
Yes, I do. Okay.
Good luck. Actually, you're withdrawing your appeal today before us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And good luck going through that messy process.
Thank you, everyone, for your time. And I apologize, it was under these circumstances.
And Chief, we appreciate the Chief himself coming up.
Yes.
And also, that's a great denial letter.
Okay.
We can use it as a template. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just to